I'll hand it over to Jeffrey.
Good morning, everyone. I am Jeffrey Brownson, solar guy from Penn State, one of the facilitators for operations and systems integration. Worked a lot and have worked a lot over the years in processes of integrative design, and essentially what we've been doing through the stakeholder engagement has been what we would think of, say, in the building industry as an integrative design process. We're bringing everybody in early. We're trying to capture and represent your voice each time, and the process keeps on getting repeated such that we start building familiarity and trust with each other, and we start building reciprocal exchanges of ideas that actually lead us to a new space. Early on in the facilitator meetings, just as a warning, I've only got two slides, so I'm going to just talk quick. This is not going to be a 50-minute lecture from a professor. Okay. Those of you who have sat in our early stakeholder meetings, specifically systems integration, know that I would kick off pretty much every meeting with a purpose statement check. And the interesting thing about a purpose statement is it's really not the same thing as like the goals of the project. It's not in any way meant to mean to capture this nice brief nugget of where we're going. It's longer. And it contains three parts to it. And those three parts, and so what I'm planning on doing right now is a quick check-in with you today, because we're repositioning our purpose statement collectively towards that transition from the plan to the strategy support and market transformation actions. Okay? So the way it goes is a purpose statement is a guideline and a boundary. If you're an engineer, It's putting boundaries on what's going to go, what's inside the system, what's outside the system. If you're not, it gives you a place to look at the language and say, is this what we're doing? Like, what is being done? So what are we doing? How are we going to do it? What is the way that we're going to operationalize this? So what are we doing? How are we going to do it? How are we going to get there? And why are we doing this? What is the motivation moving us forward into this space? So it's going to be longer. I'm going to go to the next slide, and I'm going to step back, let you guys read for a few minutes, and then I'm going to come back in, and I'm going to ask you if this is what we've been doing. We collected this from the series of, let's see if I can get the page down. We collected this from the series of workshops that we've been doing and tried to integrate this into one statement. Now, of course, I have to be technology incapable. How did you move the slide for it? Okay. There we go. Okay. Whew. Okay, so green, red, blue. What are we doing? How are we doing it? Why are we doing it? Now, if you have been participating in the earlier sessions, a lot of what we've got up here is very, very familiar, and it's stuff that you constructed. This is language that you gave to us, and now we're just trying to integrate it together into a uniform statement. I'm going to read it out loud while we're going, and then I'll step back for a second. So, what are we doing? We're enacting implementation pathways, and we could think of implementation pathways as that strategy support and market transformation, to accelerate distributed generation, community solar, and grid supply solar deployment across PA by 2030. We're doing that in a way that supports both rural and urban communities, low-income consumers, PA energy workforce, Pennsylvania technology suppliers, as well as maximizing benefits as they pertain to workforce development, economic development, emissions reductions, fuel price volatility reductions, grid stability and security, resource diversity, and expanded access to electricity. Why are we doing this? We're doing this in such a way such that the Commonwealth has a plan for market transformation and policy change, inclusive of all Pennsylvanians, within a diverse and rapidly changing energy economy, including cost sharing for grid and infrastructure impacts that are positive, safe, and compliant with national best practices, and anticipating growth of complementary technologies such as we've talked about before. I'm going to step back just for a second. Do you read? And I'm going to ask you, is this, this is long, this is detailed, but is this what we're doing? And if it's not, I'd like your feedback. Yes?
I think in the how statement.
Yep. Say again.
In the how statement, it's the mic, please.
So just push the button and speak into the mic. You wanted to make a statement in how we're doing things.
In the how statement, I need you to include the user lease.
Yes, and I was wondering about how to do that without adding more words last night. But yeah, so in part of where I was looking at it was in the PA Energy workforce, but noted. Nicole.
This is Nicole Energy Association again. Yay, but also I'm really confused at the phrase expanded access to electricity. I guess
that's another one that.
Use with that, but I'm assuming he doesn't want to be.
Right.
I don't know what that means.
Yep, that's one. I mean, and again, I'm bringing back what we had earlier, and that one I read last night as well. I went, really? Oh, so I will make a note on that, expand it because it does seem like almost a redundant statement. Carrie.
Yeah, just real quick. Did you mean by that expanded access to renewables
or clean
electricity for certain customers?
It, you know, at this point, I'm just representing what was there, and it was just expanded access to electricity. I think we've captured the renewable part in here such that we don't need to say it again. So I can easily pull back on that.
I was expecting to see climate change in the why.
In the why, such comments. Tell me more.
That moving to solar has a positive impact on climate change.
That was a thing you're saying.
Okay. We had that in there last night. I pulled it back again just because I also had in that same space the stability, grid stability and security, but resilience certainly can be. Okay. Anyone else? Yes, please. This table and then Roger.
Community solar would require a change in legislation, I believe.
Yes. So that would be more in the how process, but the strong things that came out in a lot of our discussions was that stating distributed generation independently and stating grid supply as, say, utility scale solar independently really missed what community solar is as its own space, that it does fit into a distributed generation space, and yet it has so many of its own challenges that we wanted to clearly identify. Yes, Roger.
The strategies about SREC prices and carbon prices and so on seem to be a suggestion of how it ought to include recognizing externalities so that proper price signals.
Proper price signals, okay. Yeah, so that would go into, Roger, the general perspective that we've tried to capture in operations systems integration, which is that all firms are trying to manage risk. Right now they're trying to manage it without information, which means it's almost infinite risk, and so we need information. Okay? Yes?
I was wondering if you could integrate the word affordability somewhere in there. I know you're trying to keep your word count low. I'm wondering if this is the point if you change the phrase fuel price volatility reduction into affordability protection or something like that. It's a little more on compensating to total consumer cost.
So, but then the way that I want to, I'm going to push back a little bit on that, not in terms of the, I think actually the fuel volatility is very, very specific here, as opposed to what you're saying. If I'm reading affordability, then I want to read affordability both in terms of the customer and the different firms that are looking at making changes. So I'm seeing two parts of that, but let me just check with you on. You're clearly talking about affordability for like customer ratepayers, exactly. And I am trying to be conscious of the larger stakeholder groups that include a lot of firms as well, that if enacting change, want to make sure that those changes are affordable to them and their business practices as well. Okay, but I do capture what you're talking about.
Can you point to 2 points?
Yes, yes. That, and that's where I'm saying these things out loud just to clarify, not to correct anybody, but just that I think when you say affordability, you actually got 2 important points that can be revealed. Tim, and then we'll go to the back.
I was going to mention just including customer choice in there by increasing solar energy, people who choose renewable energy over resources.
Customer choice. Where would you put that?
I'm not sure.
I think it should be in the expanded access.
Yeah.
So you think expanded access could have something more to do with choice?
Right.
Okay. And in the back, and then we'll start wrapping things up.
Haley Book from the Commission. I understand Lindsay's question and comment. We have an ongoing topic right now about energy affordability.
Right.
In this aspect, I might be hesitant to use that term because that can mean very different things. And right now, currently, energy is not affordable for a large swath of the Lindsay population. So, we like the terms just and reasonable, but reasonable rates or something to that effect that shows that we are considering a cost component, not supportive of affordable.
So could we, in that sense, and I'll feed back into your statement, just go back to the big three requirement statements of safety, reasonable cost, and reliability in that space? I mean, I'm thinking, to me, what you're saying is sticking to the language that we've got so far from the utilities perspective.
That would be my vote. I'm not speaking for anything.
Right. And I'm just trying to pull out what you guys are each saying so I capture it correctly because I'm writing it down. Thank you. Good. Roger.
In terms of expanded access to electricity, to me, it's more expanded access to solar electricity. And the equitable idea, I think, is important to mention all parts of Pennsylvania society has access to these technologies and not just the wealthier segments.
So I can see the equity aspect of what you're talking about.
And expanded access to solar.
Okay, all right. Capturing that?
Yes. Just a comment on the first sentence under how
right.
A good way to support both rural and urban. There might be somewhere in the middle there. So it's a good way to be able to fill it out.
Mm-hmm. I think that is the one that we've gone before. We've done rural, suburban, and urban to kind of try to capture an intermediate space. But the one thing that I notice is when we say all communities, if you live in the city, you say, well, yeah, our community. And if you live in rural, you say, well, yeah, our community. And so I'm definitely trying to pull that in this statement to make sure that, because we do have really strong voices for different spaces, but that third space, would you call that suburban or would you call that something else?
Probably.
Yeah, it's an intermediate space. Okay. Last comment.
One of the positive impacts of higher levels of solar integration is induction demand charges.
Right.
And induction demand charges naturally has a benefit of reducing the renewable capacity. Which is pretty basic.
Right.
I think some places in Europe have as an objective mm-hmm. the reduction of the rate base and peak capacity, whether those are non-wire alternatives mm-hmm. or other means of pushing down the demand
right.
that the utilities have guaranteed return.
Okay. Thank you. I think we're going to stop there, but part of what we were doing, even just now, and I'm very thankful for your input and your feedback. I am going to capture this and revise. But I think what also happened was a little bit of verbal discourse before we get into our next networking and discussions to kind of get a feel for where we are at as a group. But there's a lot more going into reading this statement and giving me feedback or giving us feedback into this to see that we have, if you haven't noticed it, those of you who have come in from the very first meeting, we've come a long way. We are kind of joining together a language and being able to talk with each other instead of across each other has really shifted, and I'm really really happy with where everybody has been coming. Thank you for your time and your contributions.